scent of his people. He smiled at the endearment of her actions. He bowed his head once more and then felt her leave, her powerful and yet peaceful presence suddenly gone. Her words brought him comfort, knowing that she hadn't forgotten them and that they were not simply wasting time. Their time would come, and whatever evil or struggles they faced, their Maker would be with them. She knew he was close. She couldn't feel him like when the bond was in place, but for some reason, Jewel just knew that Dalton stood beyond the door. She was sitting on the edge of the bed where she'd slept. It had started out as a restless sleep, but then somewhere along the way she'd settled and been able to slip into a sleep deeper than she'd had in a long time. Jewel felt rested, though her injuries still ached. She nearly jumped out of her skin when Perry suddenly appeared.
"Could you just use the door like a normal person?"
the healer sighed.
"Then I wouldn't have the pleasure of seeing the surprised look on your face when I show up," Perry informed her. "How are you feeling?"
She shrugged.
"I slept better than I have in a long time."
The look on Perry's face told Jewel that the Fae knew something that she did not.
"Are you ready for visitors?"
Jewel's eyes widened, and she felt her heart speed up.
"Don't wig out on me. I'm only talking about Sally. She wants to come in and see if she can help you out with the bruises and pain," Perry said, motioning to the injuries.
"Oh," she said dumbly. "Yeah, that'd be good."
A few minutes later, Sally walked into the room. Jewel didn't miss that she tried to slip through the smallest opening possible, as if trying to keep someone behind her from seeing in. Jewel had no doubt that it was Dalton. She shivered at the idea of him being so close.
"Asking you if you feel okay just seems a bit cruel," Sally said as she walked over to where Jewel was sitting. "I mean, you've been kidnapped, held by a psycho, beaten, and who knows what else. I know a little of what you're feeling, and though I can't help with the emotional trauma, I can help with the physical injuries, if you'll let me."
Though Sally's astute assessment of the situation was a tad painful, Jewel appreciated her frankness.
"Any amount of relief would be greatly appreciated."
Sally nodded with a small smile. She sat down next to her on the bed and placed her hands on Jewel's face. After several seconds, Jewel felt warmth flow through her. The throbbing in her cheek dissipated and the cracked ribs mended. The bruises caused by tissue damage and bursting capillaries also healed, and she no longer felt the ache of them all over her body.
"Thank you," Jewel breathed out.
She opened her eyes and met Sally's brown ones.
"Really, Sally, thank you."
Sally bowed her head slightly.
"You are most welcome. We chicks have to stick together. I've always got your back, and I know the other girls feel the same way."
Jewel swallowed down the emotions, threatening to choke off her words.
"For what it's worth, I have all of yours as well."
Sally leaned forward until their faces were only a few inches apart.
"Dalton is in the hall,"
she whispered so softly that Jewel almost didn't understand what she was saying. Jewel nodded.
"I know."
"Even without the bond?" She nodded her head.
"I can't explain it. It's not like I can feel him in here,"
she tapped her head.
"But I can sense him because of here."
She pressed her flat palm to her chest, just over her heart.
"Well, it might not be the true mate bond, but it's a start."
Jewel stood up when Sally did. She walked over to the window as Sally went to the door.
"Do you want to be left alone?"
Jewel knew what she was really asking. Did she want Dalton to leave?
"No, it's better to go ahead and face the music," she answered as she looked out the window.
The door closed behind Sally as she exited. Jewel took several deep breaths, attempting to center herself and prepare herself for seeing him again. But as the door opened and his presence filled the room, she knew there was nothing she could do to prepare herself. Dalton was a force of nature. Like a tornado or a hurricane, he was impossible not to notice. Jewel began to turn slowly until she was finally facing him. She raised her head until her eyes met pale blue eyes, the color of ice and just as cold. The first thing she noticed was that the markings that had shown up on his neck when they'd come in contact were still there. Again, she didn't understand what it meant. The second thing she noticed was that the man before her wasn't the man she'd left standing in the room that Vulcan had ripped her from. The man before her was dark, angry, and empty. She so badly wished she could see inside his mind to know what he was thinking as he looked at her.
"Hey," Jewel whispered, not really knowing what else to say.
Dalton stood staring at her with an intensity that made her feel as though he could still see into her mind. She wished she could read his mind in that moment.
"You left me."
His words weren't said as an accusation. He was just stating a fact. But she didn't miss the hurt in his voice.
"I thought you had died,"
Dalton told her, his voice rough with emotion. It was the only sign of emotion she'd gotten from him since she'd laid eyes on him. His face was as expressionless as stone, and his body language made it clear he was like a ticking time bomb that could go off at any minute.
"I felt the bond break,"
he continued before she could address the first two statements.
"And then you were gone completely. There was just nothing. The only thing I could think that would cause such a complete separation was death. Out of everything I've experienced in my long life, it was the single most painful thing I've endured."
Jewel opened her mouth to say something, but his sharp voice cut her off.
"Until I saw you yesterday with bruises..."
He paused, and Jewel's heart twisted as she watched Dalton struggle to hold on to his control.
"Bruises on your face, pain written in every little movement, and a new awareness in your eyes. All of this I saw. Only a glimpse, but it was a glimpse I was so damn thirsty for. And then you were ripped away from me."
His breathing had begun to increase as his hands fisted at his sides.
"Never, ever in my long life have I ever felt such agony, not agony for myself, but for my mate. You needed me, and you wouldn't allow yourself to be with me. You denied me the right and privilege to take care of you."
She flinched at his raised voice.
She
started to try and speak again, but once again Dalton stopped her.
"What right do you have to decide what I need? This,"
he motioned between them,
"is about us. There is no longer only I. It is we, you and me, a team, a partnership. I realize that I shouldn't have let you be taken in the first place, and I bear that responsibility. I should have kept you safe, and I failed. I've racked my brain trying to figure out why you would not want to be with me, and I could only come up with two scenarios. One, you're angry with me for letting you get captured. You hold me responsible, as you rightfully should, but it's just too much to forgive. Or two, the bond was the only thing really drawing you to me, and once it was gone, you no longer felt anything for me. I just need to know which it is, Jewel. Which reason has caused you to reject me? Which reason was the one that caused the look of fear in your eyes when I saw you yesterday? Which one?"
he finally roared. Jewel was pretty sure the house shook from the force of his voice. She'd only known Dalton a very brief time, and most of that time had been spent talking to him through a mental bond. Yet she'd never thought he would lose his cool. He always seemed so in control, so steady. She heard footsteps on the stairs just before the door flew open. Dalton jumped, doing a 180 in the air, and landed in a crouched defensive position in front of her. He faced the intruders, and by the looks on their faces, he wasn't exactly smiling.
"Everything okay in here?"
Dylan asked in a calm, even voice. He was looking at her, which was apparently the wrong thing to do, because Dalton growled and took a step toward his alpha.
"What did you expect us to do when you roared like a feral beast?" Dylan snapped at his beta. "We just wanted to make sure that Jewel was all right."
"She is the only one safe from me," Dalton told him. "It is all of you who should be worried."
"There is no need for threats," Lucian spoke up. "We are on your side. But just as you would protect any healer, not just your mate, we too have to protect Jewel."
"I won't hurt her, no matter what."
Jewel felt as though she'd been slapped. Perry stepped around her mate, her hand slamming down on her tiny hips.
"You can just knock that crap off right now," the Fae commanded. "Before you go licking your wounds over what she did, you need to stop and consider what she's been through. Do not assume anything, Dalton Black. Remember what I said.
This is about more than just you and your hurt feelings.
All of a sudden, Jewel felt an anger rising up inside of her. She didn't like Perry shaming her mate. His feelings were valid, and he had a right to them. Jewel took a step forward so that she was standing next to Dalton. She leaned her hip against his large form, a physical reminder that she was with him.
"Everything is under control here," she said politely. "You guys can go back to whatever important things you were doing and let Dalton and me continue our conversation."
As one by one they turned to go, Jewel had an overwhelming need to feel his arms around her, to have his scent all over her. She wanted to turn and wrap her arms around him and reassure him that she was not dead, she hadn't left him for good, that she was still there, and that she still wanted to be his. But she was afraid. If he rejected her, Jewel didn't know if she could heal from that. Once everyone was gone, she took a step back, giving them both a little space. Jewel looked up at him and waited until his eyes met hers.
"I'm..."
Her voice cracked, so she stopped and swallowed, pulling herself together.
"I'm so sorry. I..."
Dalton held up his hand, stopping her. He looked away as he spoke.
"It wasn't your fault. You have nothing to apologize for. I let my emotions rule me instead of logic. I shouldn't have yelled at you."
His voice had lost the passion it had held before, and Jewel wanted to scream. She would rather have him yelling at her in anger than speaking to her like a cold, emotionless robot. Despite the coolness in his voice, his words weren't the truth. Jewel wanted his words to be true, wanted it with every fiber of her being. But it wasn't. It was her fault.
"You're wrong," she told him. "I agreed to go with him thinking I would be protecting the other girls. Instead of coming to all of you and telling you what was going on, I tried to handle it on my own."
She paused and met his eyes, needing him to understand how sorry she was.
"I should have trusted you."
The longer she spoke, the more disgusted she was becoming with herself. Why had she thought that she could handle one as powerful as Vulcan on her own? Why had she been such an utter fool? And now he was inside of her. His blood flowed in her and tainted her. The tears were no longer falling one at a time. Now they fell all at once like a raging waterfall pouring down her face. Her eyesight was blurry, but she still saw Dalton coming closer to her, with his hands reaching for her. Jewel backed up quickly.
"No, please don't touch me."
She was so scared that if he touched her, Vulcan's spell would activate. The look in his eyes at her plea was a punch to the gut. He looked as though she'd ripped his heart out and set it ablaze right in front of him. She needed to explain, needed him to understand, but she was so scared. What if he decided the curse from Vulcan was too much of a risk and didn't want to be around her? What would she do? Jewel had stupidly thought that she could walk away from Dalton. She had thought it was for the best. Once again, she'd been a fool. Bond or no bond, Dalton was a part of her, and she could never willingly walk away from him. Dalton stopped in his tracks, not only at her desperate plea, but at the look of horror on her face. Did she feel revulsion for him now that the bond was gone? Had her feelings for him only been because of the supernatural bond that destined them for one another? He had wanted to rage because of how it had torn him apart when she left him yesterday. But Perry had taken the wind out of his sails. And now she'd just jerked away from him as though he had a disease she didn't want to catch. The idea that she didn't want him because she no longer loved him or even liked him was like a ton of bricks being dropped onto his chest. It hurt. It more than hurt. His questions didn't remain unanswered for long as she spoke again.
"I'm not good anymore. I'm not pure."
She had to stop because a sob wrenched from her throat. Dalton just wanted to hold her. He wanted to feel her heart beat against him, reassuring him that she wasn't just a figment of his imagination. His wolf was pacing restlessly. He didn't care that there wasn't a bond. He'd claimed Jewel, and he would never want anyone else. Dalton, despite not feeling the supernatural pull to her, still wanted her. He felt a different kind of pull, and it was all her. Jewel's kindness, her intellect, her willingness to sacrifice for others, her beauty, inner and outer, all of it pulled him to her, and he wanted it all for himself. He wanted to experience the intimacy of learning more about her, knowing things that she only would share with him. He missed the connection of their minds, but that certainly didn't mean that he didn't still want her.
Mate, touch, need.
Dalton's wolf was so distraught that his thoughts would only come out in single words, making him sound like a Neanderthal, which really wasn't far off at this point. Pushing all of those thoughts away, he focused on her statement.
I'm not pure.
She'd spoken the words with such horror in her voice, as though telling him caused her anguish. His blood felt as though it was lava flowing through his veins as he registered what she meant. Vulcan would not just die by his hands. He would peel the flesh from his body slowly. Dalton would have caused him pain because he'd taken Jewel from him, but if he had touched her against her will, Vulcan was going to beg him to end his life.
Were you? Did he?
Dalton clenched his jaw together as he attempted to get his anger under control. Once he was sort of sure that he wouldn't phase and scare Jewel, he spoke again.
Were you forced against your will?
It was a question no man ever wants to have to ask the woman he's sworn to protect. It was a blaring sign that reminded him of how badly he'd failed. Jewel's eyes widened.
No, she said quickly. No, he didn't touch me, at least not like that. No one did.
Dalton would like to say that his anger cooled just a little, but the terror in Jewel's eyes kept him from being able to calm down.
What do you mean, not like that?
His wolf was so close to the surface that his voice was a low growl. He watched her closely, and though he couldn't read her mind, he could see her thoughts all over her face. She didn't want to tell him. It was another knife in his heart. She didn't want to confide in him, at least not anymore. His next statement took every ounce of selflessness that he didn't know he had. But apparently with Jewel, there wasn't much he wouldn't give her.
If you don't want to talk to me, if it makes you uncomfortable, I can...
He motioned to the door.
I can get someone you trust to talk to.
Dalton locked down every emotion rushing through him and erected the wall that kept him from feeling. He knew his face would show no signs of the pain he was enduring. He'd perfected the ability long ago, but never thought he'd use it with his mate.
What?
She breathed out as though he'd punched her in the stomach, forcing the air out of her.
Do you want me to talk to someone else?
I want you to feel safe while you are having to relive the hell you've been through. Since the bond that drew you to me is gone, I understand if I'm no longer the one who makes you feel safe. We haven't known each other that long, and I know for humans it takes longer to build that kind of intimacy, if they even can. Such things are instant with our true mates, as you know.
His voice sounded flat even to himself. Dalton wished desperately to be able to hear her thoughts and know her emotions as he had before.
You think humans aren't capable of the level of intimacy that your race has between true mates?
Her voice had taken on a biting sharpness that surprised him. It was so different from the vulnerability she'd been showing him. To his relief, he didn't need to read her mind to know that she was well and truly pissed.
How the crap would you know?
She practically snarled at him.
Last I heard, you weren't human, so how could you possibly know what a human is capable of feeling?
Dalton started to speak, but Jewel made a cutting motion in the air.
I'm not done. You question the depth of human emotion, so let me give you some facts about my race and our kind of love. It has been scientifically proven that falling in love causes the same euphoric sensation as taking cocaine. It has been proven that looking at just a picture of the person a human is in love with can relieve physical pain. It has also been proven that when a person who is in love loses that loved one or is separated from them because of a breakup or a divorce, it can physically weaken the heart muscle.
Jewel's voice was raising as her tirade continued.
It is scientifically proven that the act of falling in love has a calming effect on the mind and body. This, in turn, raises the level of nerve growth in the mind for about a year. You might be asking yourself why I'm telling you all of this and how does it pertain to the depth of a human's emotions? I'm glad you asked. I'm telling you this because the human being's reaction to love is so profound that it literally affects their physical body. It can help heal them, or the loss of it can cause them physical harm. The depth of the emotion is so strong that it replicates the feeling provided by an illegal drug that addicts will kill to possess.
She took a step toward him and raised her chin, piercing his heart with her razor-sharp glare.
So don't you dare tell me that humans aren't capable of the depth of emotions that your race is. You are a fool if you think that some supernatural bond is the only way to be able to connect deeply with another person. And how dare you presume to know how I feel about you just because that damn bond is gone between us? I can't believe that...
How do you feel about me?
Dalton cut her off mid-sentence because he had to know. He couldn't stand there needing her like she was the oxygen that kept him alive, but not knowing if she wanted him back. Jewel was staring at him, as though he'd just asked her to strip naked. He supposed sharing your heart and soul with someone was very much like bearing yourself to them in all your clothesless glory.
"How do you feel about me?"
he asked again, softer this time.
"You said I shouldn't have presumed. I can concede that. What conclusion should I draw when my mate rejects my touch as though I disgust her? What conclusion should I come up with when she won't share her pain with me?"
His anger and frustration was growing with every word. She had thrown him off and caused him to drop the mask that he kept in place. He was completely off kilter, and he just didn't know how to handle it.
"How could I presume to know anything different?"
"Oh, I don't know, Dalton. How about not presuming to know anything? How about asking before you stick your foot in your mouth and taste the crap that you're throwing and then stepping in?"
Jewel stepped even closer and jammed her finger into his chest.
"In fact, how about you man up and throw yourself out there first? Why do I have to be the one to put my heart out there while fearing it will be crushed? After living with a psycho and having to endure his wrath, maybe I shouldn't have to be the one to go first. Why don't you step up?"
She was yelling by the time she finished, and her breaths were coming in quick succession. She was right. He shouldn't have put her in that position, and yet he was terrified to give her what she was asking for. If she rejected him, it would destroy him. Nothing in his life could ever hurt the way losing Jewel would. How did a man drop to his knees and lay it all out there, especially when he didn't know what her reaction would be? Why had this happened? Why did the great Luna give him a mate, only to have her ripped from his grasp?
"Vulcan," his wolf rumbled.
Yes, he agreed as his rage was fed by the devastation of what the Fae had done to them.
"Answer me!"
Jewel snapped at him. Her command only stoked the flames of his fury.
"You are mine!"
The tight leash Dalton usually kept on his emotions broke. He'd done all he could to keep his wolf locked down, but it had broken free. She wanted to know what she was to him. He would tell her whether it terrified her or not. Dalton was just going to throw it out there like a life raft and hope that she would grab it.
"Bond or no bond, you are my mate. I won't lie and say that when the bond was broken I wasn't confused about my feelings for you. But it didn't last, because the bond is not what made me love you. You made me love you. I've been inside your mind, and I've felt the things you feel and how deeply you feel them. I've seen all that you've endured, and yet you still maintain a desire to help others. The bond may have given me the ability to know you quickly, but I don't need it to want you. You, Jewel Stone, just being the incredible person that you are draws me to you. I don't need the true mate bond to know that you were created for me and me for you."
He closed the rest of the space between them and took her shocked face in his hands. He was careful despite his anger. Her skin against his was the sweetest thing he'd ever felt. He'd not known if he would ever see her again, let alone touch her. Dalton wanted to savor her. He wanted to soak her up until he was overflowing with her. He desperately wanted to pull her into his arms, but they needed to get the air clear before that could happen.
"If you think that I will just walk away and give you up, you are a greater fool even than me."
Jewel stared at him stupidly. Her heart was pounding painfully in her chest, and her lungs were tight as she tried to force in air. His words seemed so sincere. The passion behind them seemed honest, but there was a tiny voice that repeated over and over that there was no way she could know for sure. Not anymore. Jewel wanted to tell the voice to shut up, that it didn't matter if she could hear his thoughts or feel his emotions. The things that he was telling her could still be true. But then, he didn't understand what he was saying. He didn't understand who she was now. She hadn't told him yet that the darkness that he loathed, the darkness he once killed Gwen for obtaining, now lived inside of her. Once he realized that, he wouldn't want her. And even if he did, they couldn't be together because he couldn't even touch her. Damn Vulcan and his dark magic. Even as she stood there staring at him, she could feel the taint of Vulcan's blood flowing in her veins, itching to get out. He'd told her that she wouldn't be able to help herself, that the magic would demand release. And it did. Her blood sang with the need to be set free, to seek out its victim and do what it was created to do. Jewel was nauseated by the fact that she enjoyed the feeling of power pulsing in her. She should be disgusted, and to an extent she was, but not completely. Some part of her reveled in the power. What would this wolf say to that? Would he profess his undying love if he knew that she enjoyed the magic Vulcan had given her? She doubted it.
"Do you have anything to say to me?"
Dalton asked. Jewel blinked several times. He was still waiting for her to respond to his declaration.
I don't know if us being together is the best thing.
The hell it isn't,
he growled as he dropped his hands from her face. The loss of the contact was like having ice water poured over her head. She fought the urge to cringe.
Tell me why, he demanded.
Jewel wasn't sure how much she should tell him, how much she could tell him. She thought about her mom and the things she had said. She thought about her original decision to leave and go with Vulcan. She'd thought she could protect the other girls. So far, her own reasoning hadn't helped anyone. Jewel had left him yesterday needing to protect him. Jewel should have known better. She'd dug herself a grave and needed someone else to pull her out. She hated being a burden. That was when she decided. She wasn't going to let there be any barriers between them. She would tell him the truth, but she would also tell him because of the truth. They simply couldn't be together.
"We can't be together because Vulcan put a spell on me," she blurted out. "He wants me to be with him, so to ensure that you and I wouldn't move further in our relationship, he put a terrible, dark spell on me."
There, she'd said it. Dalton's eyes widened. Jewel wasn't sure what she thought he'd been expecting, but it clearly wasn't that.
"What does the spell do?"
he finally asked. Jewel really didn't want to go there. Their relationship had been so new to begin with. Talking with him about being intimate was a little uncomfortable, to say the least.
"If you touch me in a lustful way, it will cause the darkness in you to grow at a faster rate. Rather than healing you as a true mate should, I'll be hastening your descent into madness. It will begin to eat away anything good in you, and if we—"
She paused, biting her bottom lip as she gathered her nerve.
"If we consummate our relationship, it will destroy you instantly. You will go feral within a matter of minutes. So you see, we can't be together. We just can't. I mean, I am presuming that you are attracted to me, and I realize that maybe I shouldn't have assumed that. It's just that I find you quite attractive, and though the bond might have initially drawn me to you, it didn't change whether or not I wanted you,
Jewel stumbled embarrassingly over her words. Up until that point, she'd been doing so good holding everything together. Leave it to the genius to muff up the part about sex.
"I still find my body responding to yours."
She wanted to clap for herself. She'd gotten it out, and she had kept from turning 8 shades of red. She was sure she'd actually only turned 4.
"You aren't sure if I'm attracted to you?"
Okay, from all of that, that's all he got? She'd told him that if he touched her, that it would destroy him. Was he worried about that? Nope. She shrugged. It's not like we've had a lot of time to spend together, not really. She was trying to look anywhere but at him. She heard his feet move, but she still wouldn't look up at him.
Little dove.
His voice was soft. It was a stark contrast to how angry they'd both been only minutes ago.
Look at me.
Jewel wanted to look at him, but at the same time she was too embarrassed to raise her eyes to his.
Please, Jewel, look at me.
Finally, she slowly raised her head until her eyes met his fervent ones. She could feel the emotions pouring off of him. She didn't need a bond to tell her that he wanted to touch her. He wanted to wrap her in his arms and never let her go.
I can't describe how attracted I am to you. I'm sure that if I did, you would turn and run as fast and as far as you could. It goes beyond your physical appearance. I'm attracted to your intelligence, your kindness, your beautiful spirit, and yes, I'm attracted to your red hair and your fair, soft skin. I'm attracted to your small frame, even though I'm afraid I might break you if I touch you. I'm attracted to the curve of your neck, the slope of your shoulders, the indentions of your waist, the length of your legs. To every bit of you that I've been allowed to see, I am greatly attracted. I do not want you to doubt for a minute that I desire you.
What does a girl say to that, especially when she'd just told him that they couldn't be together because he couldn't touch her? And for all of those reasons, we can't be together. I will not be the reason you are destroyed. Dalton seemed to be thinking as he stared at her. He wasn't touching her, and now that she thought about it, she'd let him touch her face. Crap, she thought. He'd distracted her so completely that she'd forgotten how dangerous it was for him to put his hands on her. She took what she hoped was a subtle step back. His lips tightened slightly. Nope, he hadn't missed it.
I have a proposition for you, he said coolly.
Jewel crossed her arms in front of her.
Okay, let's hear it.
She was only humoring him. If whatever he was going to suggest had anything to do with them being together, then her answer was no.
I understand your concern, and I am so unbelievably humbled by your concern for me. And I understand that you are worried that I will be taken over by the darkness because of my inability to keep from touching you. But perhaps we would be too hasty to just walk away. We're a good thing, Jewel. Do you feel it?
She nodded without realizing what she was doing.
If we let this go, we are letting him win already. What if we go through a courtship of sorts?
A courtship?
He nodded.
It's kind of like dating.
I know what a courtship is,
she interrupted. Dalton continued as though she hadn't spoken.
But moving a lot slower. In a true courtship, I wouldn't even be allowed to spend time alone with you. I certainly wouldn't be allowed to touch you.
A courtship, she said again, as though she was tasting it on her tongue.
Could they really do it? Could they date without spending time alone? Could they date without touching one another? She supposed it was doable, considering that was how things were done a couple hundred years ago. Maybe she didn't have to walk away from him, at least not yet. She could do the courtship and see how it goes, but if they began to slip up, then she'd walk. She refused to let herself hope that maybe, just maybe, they'd find a way to break Vulcan's spell, and that she and Dalton could actually be together. Dalton watched the wheels turn in Jewel's head. The argument going on inside of her was written all over her face. She wanted this. She wanted him. Just that little bit of confirmation helped shore up his conviction that they belonged together. Not only did he not want to be separated from Jewel, but he also felt that if they weren't together, something terrible would happen. He waited and gathered more arguments in his own mind, just in case she objected to the idea. After what felt like an eternity, she finally spoke.
"I can agree to a courtship, but..."
She held up her finger. If we slip up, I walk. I mean it, Dalton. I will walk away if it means keeping you alive and sane.
He closed his eyes and let his head fall back. Peace fell over him like a cool rain. It was right. Being together was right, regardless of the true mate bond. He knew that this didn't mean that everything was going to be easy. No, it most definitely wasn't going to be easy. He was keeping Jewel, but he wasn't going to be able to touch her. Touch. It was essential to a wolf. They needed it, craved it, especially from their mate. But if it was either touch her or lose her, then he'd tie his hands behind him if he had to.
Dalton?
Her small voice had him opening his eyes and tipping his head back down. He looked at her, and already the struggle began. He wanted to pull her to him, shelter her, and love her.
Yes, little dove.
I didn't mean to hurt you.
I know. I shouldn't have responded the way I did. I just...
He shook his head, remembering what it felt like to see her, to see how battered she was, but unable to get to her.
I just wanted to hold you. I was desperate for it, and then when I found out it had been your idea to leave me, that was... Well, it hurt.
She nodded.
I can understand how that would have hurt you.
I know now that you were just trying to protect me. I need you to trust my ability to take care of myself, and you as well.
I will try.
That's all I can ask.
So, what now?
Now we need to talk about your time with Vulcan.
Dalton hated to ask her to talk about it, but they needed to know exactly what he'd said and done.
I'm sorry, Jewel.
It's all right. It needs to be done. The longer I go without telling you all, the more I will forget.
Do you want me to have Sally or Perry come in?
Jewel looked up at him with big doe eyes.
I can tell you.
He realized she thought he was saying he would leave.
I wasn't saying I would leave. I was saying, in addition to myself, would you like me to have others present so you don't have to say everything twice?
Her mouth made an O shape.
Yeah, that's probably a good idea.
A few minutes later, Sally and Perry had joined them. Dalton surprised himself when he realized the idea of having other males around Jewel more than irritated him. He figured that maybe it was the bond that made their kind so possessive. But it turns out he was that possessive even without the bond. For some reason, that made him want to smile. Chapter 11.
People foolishly believe that only the truly depraved have the capacity for evil. The truth is, everyone has it in them to be evil. Evil is determined by what a person chooses to nurture in themselves when they are alone and no one is watching. What they feed their minds, their souls, and their hearts, these are the things that will eventually flow out of them.
Vulcan. Vulcan knew that it was only a matter of time before his little Jewel began fulfilling his will. Once his blood started to fully merge with her own, she would be unable to resist the need to answer its call. He only wished that he could be there to see Dalton Black's face when the wolf realized that his mate no longer belonged to him. Dalton hadn't known that the woman he'd killed all those years ago, Gwen, had been the one Vulcan had chosen to be his own mate. All she had to do was prove her loyalty, which was what she'd been doing when the wolf had caught her. Now Vulcan was going to return the favor. But instead of just taking the wolf's mate from him, instead of simply killing her, he would do even worse. He would force Dalton to watch as Vulcan turned Jewel into a witch of unfathomable power. Dalton would have to watch as his precious healer turned others to the darkness. And the grand finale would be seeing Dalton's face when Vulcan claimed Jewel as his own. A slow smile formed on his lips as he imagined the torment that Dalton would suffer. And suddenly, the wait for Jewel to begin her mission became bearable. Sally tried very hard to keep the horror off of her face as she listened to Jewel explain all that had happened during the week she'd been with Vulcan.
With every word out of her mouth, the urge to stab the dark fae with the dullest knife on earth increased. He didn't deserve a quick death.
"He forced his blood into you?"
Perry asked, practically shaking with rage. "I tried not to swallow it, and it tasted disgusting." Jewel's face twisted in a look of utter disgust. A low growl rumbled out of Dalton. Jewel reached out her hand toward him, but then quickly pulled it back. Sally frowned. Why wasn't she comforting him? There was only one thing that could keep an angry wolf from losing his cool, and that was the touch of his mate. So why wasn't Jewel offering that comfort to Dalton? She glanced up at Perry, who gave her a subtle shake of her head. Okay, so she wasn't supposed to bring that little topic up. There was obviously something that Jewel was leaving out. If Perry knew what it was, then that would have to be enough.
"Do you want me to see if I can do something about the foreign blood inside of her?" Sally asked, already reaching her hand out to touch Jewel.
Perry gave a curt nod. She still looked ready to kill someone, and words didn't seem to be possible. Sally pressed her hand over Jewel's heart and closed her eyes. She reached for her magic, and it swelled within her, answering her call. Sally sent her essence into the other healer, and immediately felt the presence of evil. She fought the urge to recoil from the darkness. It was so very wrong. Jewel was good. She, like everyone, had her issues that she battled, but overall goodness won out. But Sally could feel that Jewel was drawn to the power that Vulcan had put inside of her, the power to no longer feel weak. She was attracted to the power that kept her from feeling vulnerable to other people, people who had made her feel inadequate all of her life. Sally had always had such an awesome support group in her two best friends, Jen and Jackie. She'd never known what it was like to feel the things that Jewel had dealt with, and it broke her heart for the genius.
"You have to know that no amount of knowledge will keep you from feeling pain," Sally told her as she followed the path of the evil into her mind. "I wouldn't care what people thought if I was more powerful than them. Who are they compared to me?"
The voice that responded was not the voice that Sally associated with Jewel. It was filled with bitterness and malice.
"That is Vulcan's blood talking." "No, it is truth. I just didn't see it until he showed me."
"What if your quest for power and knowledge hurts those you love?" Sally asked. This gave Jewel pause. There was the goodness that Sally still felt inside of her new friend.
"I can protect them from that part of me," Jewel reasoned. "This is too big for you to contain, Jewel. If you give in to this, you will help destroy lives." "What about my life? How many times did I have to listen to whispered ridicule? How many times was I laughed at? What about the hurt I endured for so many years?"
There was so much anguish in her words, and with every word the darkness swelled.
"You have to fight those emotions. You have to forgive and move on," Sally urged.
She began pouring her light into Jewel, but as quickly as her light illuminated, the darkness snuffed it out.
"Please fight, Jewel. I can't do this on my own." "You are wasting your time, Sally. I know my destiny. I know what I am meant to do."
Jewel gave a sudden push and forced Sally out. Sally fell back with the force of the magic. Her eyes snapped open and she looked up at Jewel. For a brief moment, the eyes that stared back at her were black as pitch. But then Jewel blinked, and they were back to their normal light green.
"Are you okay?"
Perry asked as she helped Sally up. The Fae looked warily at Jewel. Sally nodded.
"I'm fine. I can't get rid of it." "I'm sorry, Sally," Jewel said and looked away from her.
Her hands shook in her lap. She looked so lost and confused, so different from the voice Sally had encountered while inside of her. Sally didn't respond to the apology. She stood, and with one last look at the other healer, she turned and left the room. Later that evening, Sally sat on the edge of the bed in the room that Costin and she had claimed while staying at Perry's home. Her heart felt heavy after her encounter with Jewel.
"Do you want to talk about it?"
Costin asked gently as he sat beside her.
"I don't know what there is to say. She refuses to fight, and yet when I looked at the outward appearance, I saw remorse." It's like she's split in half. But honestly, Costin, I don't know which half is going to win.
Maybe on her own the dark half would win, but with all of us fighting with her, the light in her will prevail.
Her mate wanted so badly to believe what he said, but Sally could feel the doubt. Sometimes intelligence is a curse.
There are many things inside of us that can be used either for good or evil. It is up to us to decide which will win.
Sally gave him a small smile. Well, haven't you become quite the sage? Costin chuckled.
Having you as a mate has caused my dormant brain cells to start working.
Well, at least I can have a positive effect on someone, she huffed. Costin wrapped his arms around her and pulled her into his lap.
You can't fix everyone, Sally mine. They have to want your help, or you just have to be much more powerful than them. With Vulcan's blood and magic flowing inside of her, few will be more powerful than Jewel.
Sally hated that he was right. It wasn't in her nature to give up, but she certainly wasn't more powerful than the darkness that was fighting for control inside of Jewel Stone. You're right, but my fear is that whoever is more powerful, whoever could fight the evil inside of her, will destroy Jewel in the process.
You are not an easy man to find, the pixie told Vulcan as he watched the small being stand bravely in front of him.
I don't particularly want to be found. For curiosity's sake, how did you find me?
The Fae asked him.
I came across two warlocks at the edge of the Dark Forest. Apparently, they've been working for someone very powerful. These two had diarrhea of the mouth. I just had to sit and listen.
Vulcan rolled his eyes.
Stupid warlocks, he thought.
Warlocks weren't an evil race, but just like in any species, the two that he'd come across had chosen darkness over light. He'd placed them as lookouts near the Dark Forest to keep an eye on anyone entering it.
Why is it you have sought me out, little one, and why are you wearing that fabric over your face?
Vulcan asked.
I have information that you might find interesting, but it won't be free, of course.
What do you mean?
He eyed the pixie suspiciously.
I need you to fix my face, which is the reason I wear the fabric covering. I need you to reverse it.
Why do you think I can fix it?
Because everyone knows how powerful you are,
the male said confidently.
And why would you think this information you possess would interest me?
A wicked grin spread across the pixie's face.
Because it has to do with the gypsy healers you seek.
Vulcan sat up a little straighter at the male's words.
What about them?
The pixie shook his head and then pointed to his face. The Fae let out an exasperated sigh.
I could just torture the information out of you, pixie.
True, he responded. But believe me, this would be much easier.
Fine, remove the fabric.
The male hesitated for a moment before finally pulling the fabric down. Vulcan's eyes widened, and then a roar of laughter boomed out of him. He was pretty sure he'd never seen something so ridiculous in his long life. After several minutes, he composed himself, mostly.
I have to ask, how did this unfortunate thing happen to you?
Let's just say pissing off the wrong female pixie isn't good for the looks.
Vulcan chuckled as his fingers formed a steeple in front of his mouth. He considered the pixie briefly before muttering under his breath. He leaned down and reached his hand out towards the small being's face, and a flash of light flew from his fingers. The pixie jumped and grabbed what was once again his nose. His eyes brightened, and he let out a whoop.
You did it! Hopping pixie dust, you really did it!
Vulcan waved his praise off.
Now, the information.
He continued to touch his nose as he spoke.
Right, okay. Well, I heard that the woman who cursed me happens to be harboring a healer in her home.
The pixie woman?
Yes.
Are the other healers in your realm?
Vulcan asked. The pixie hesitated.
Come now. You've already let the cat out of the bag this far. You might as well go ahead and finish it.
He let out a breath.
Yes, they are.
Vulcan considered this and knew that Parizada was behind it. She was using the pixies to protect the gypsy healers. Clever, really. But if she had placed them there, she would be using a myriad of spells to keep them safe. Not just pixie magic, but her own as well.
"We've both kept up our ends of the bargain," the male said, making it clear that he was ready to go.
"Foolish little man," Vulcan thought. "I have a new bargain for you. Figure out a way to lure one or more of the healers from your realm. Once you've gotten them to leave, shut down the veil to your realm so that none can enter or exit. If you succeed, I will leave your nose as it is. If you do not, I will return it to the state it was in when you arrived."
The pixie's eyes widened. "How am I supposed to get one of them to leave? And how do you know that I even have the ability to do that?"
"Perhaps letting them know that I have released Jewel, their sister healer, could be useful information to use on them. Honestly, I don't care how you do it. Just make it happen. And I know you can make it happen because you wear the royal crest of your lineage. You aren't King Ainsel. I know him, but I also know he has a brother. A brother who is known for getting himself into trouble. It wasn't hard to deduce your identity. The veil will listen to you."
"My brother will be able to undo my magic. And how will you know if I've succeeded?"
"Jewel will make it known to me."
He paused then and leaned down once again, but this time he placed a finger on the shoulder of the pixie. He pushed some of his own magic into the little one.
"Now, the magic you use to close the veil will be infused with my own. No one but myself will be able to open it back again. Off with you now," Vulcan said, making a shooing motion with his hand.
The male didn't have to be told twice. Vulcan leaned back in his chair, folding his hands contentedly in his lap. Things were falling into place much easier than he thought they would. Once his little Jewel started using his magic, the urge to continue to use it would grow, and she wouldn't be able to control herself. He wouldn't even have to force her to come back to him. She would do it of her own accord. It was almost too easy. He considered trying to find a way to aggravate Parizada, just to add insult to injury, but decided he'd rather focus his attention on making sure Jewel indeed began to use the power he'd given her. He hoped she didn't take too long. She was strong, and she'd fight it at first, but she would eventually give in. Her soul had been damaged over the years by those who didn't understand her intelligence, and a damaged soul was one that was very susceptible to influence. Yes, she would give in, and then all hell would break loose. Cecil stood just outside of the veil to his realm. His brother would banish him once he found out what he'd done. But he hadn't had a choice, had he? Surely Ainsel didn't expect him to spend the rest of his life looking like a freak. He'd done the only thing he could. He didn't know how he would keep it from his brother, but if he couldn't, he would have to leave. There would be no other option. He entered the veil and made his way towards Adira's home. Though his anger still burned at her, his conscience was yelling at him to stop, to not go any further. But his feet continued to move forward, as if no longer under his control. He knew, in that moment, that he no longer had a choice. He would end up at Adira's doorstep, whether he wanted to or not. What was done was done. All he could do now was somehow figure out a way to keep himself from being thrown in his brother's dungeon. Jewel heard the crackling of leaves behind her. Her shoulders tensed as she prepared herself to face Dalton. But it wasn't Dalton's voice that she heard.
"Your mate is looking for you," Perry said as she stepped up next to where Jewel sat on a large tree stump.
She stared at the creek as the water rippled peacefully. It had been 2 days since she'd been brought back to Perry's home, and she'd spent both of those days figuring out ways to keep from having to spend time with Dalton. Yes, she'd agreed to the whole courting thing, but they'd never made it official as to when that would start.
"Why are you avoiding him? Has he done something to anger you or hurt you?" Perry asked with a slight growl to her voice.
Jewel's heart ached.
"No," she whispered. She fought the tears that had constantly threatened to fall. It wasn't fair what she was doing to him, but she didn't know what else to do. Jewel couldn't stand what was happening inside of her. And she didn't want to expose Dalton to it, nor did she want them tempted to touch one another. She was at a loss at how to handle the situation, so she was simply avoiding him altogether.
"Then what's going on, Jewel? And don't lie to me. Liars make me want to curse, and I'm trying very hard to clean up my language."
Jewel glanced at her from the corner of her eye. Perry huffed.
Okay, fine. I don't give a crap about my language, and I don't like liars. So let's go with the truth. Spill it.
She wanted to tell Perry the truth. She wanted someone else to bear the burden with her, someone who wasn't in danger of being affected by the magic inside of her. But something was stopping her. Something powerful was fighting with her to keep her mouth shut tightly now that Dalton knew of the curse. It was as though Vulcan didn't want anyone else to know, but she didn't know why.
I can't, Perry.
Yes, you can.
No, I can't. You don't get it. I physically can't tell you. He won't let me.
A few tears escaped her control, but she quickly wiped them away.
Did you know that mind over matter is a load of crap?
I kind of figured it was, she said dryly, and then added. Vulcan, Perry bit out. He is really beginning to tick me off.
Jewel had a feeling that was as big an understatement as they came.
You are both hurting. Doesn't just being with him help? It's obvious you don't want to touch him, though I don't understand why that is.
Jewel's head snapped around.
I'm not obtuse, Jewelstone. I've noticed the few times you've been around him, how you carefully keep space between you and him. Though Dalton tries very hard to stay as close to you as possible, it's almost painful to watch. He wants nothing more than to wrap you up in his arms and keep you safe from everything and everyone, and you are practically running from him.
The Fae's words smashed through the wall Jewel had erected, and Jewel crumbled with them. Her shoulders folded over and shook as the tears she'd struggled so hard to hold back flowed. For 2 days she'd held herself together, barely, but she'd done it. Even at night she didn't allow herself to break down, because she knew Dalton slept in his wolf form right outside her door. She didn't want him breaking down the door to get to her, and she knew that he would. But she couldn't hold it together any longer. The picture Perry had painted broke something inside of her. Jewel wanted to scream and rage, but knew it wouldn't do any good. So instead, she allowed herself a few minutes to grieve her broken heart and dreams.
"I'm sorry this has happened to you, Jewel," Perry said solemnly. "I'm going to fix it. You have my word."
Jewel didn't respond. There wasn't anything to say. This wasn't Perry's fault. It was no one's but her own.
"It's getting late. Why don't I take you back to your room so you can take a hot shower and put yourself back together? You know he's going to find you eventually."
She was right. Dalton would find her, and if she was a mess, he would touch her. He wouldn't be able to help himself. The only reason she knew that was because if she saw him fall apart, she wouldn't be able to keep from holding him. She nodded to Perry and took the offered hand. Perry flashed them to the room she was now staying in. Jewel was pretty sure Perry's house had some sort of spell on it, because the number of rooms inside did not seem to match up to the outward appearance of the home. Had things been different, she would have been very interested in it. But as it were, nothing interested her any more than fighting the urge to seek out humans to turn. Once she was standing in her room, Perry bid her goodnight and flashed away. Jewel looked around her, feeling lost. She decided Perry's idea of a hot shower sounded like as good a plan as any, and gathered her clothes and headed for the bathroom. She once again noticed the markings on her back as she undressed and let out a sigh. She still hadn't mentioned them to Dalton. He had a right to know about them, but because of her doubts about things actually working out between them, she was worried that if he knew about the markings, it would give him false hope. Jewel didn't like hoping for something just for the sake of hoping. She wanted there to be some sort of proof that the hope wasn't in vain. Just as she was slipping her clean clothes on, she heard the door to her room open and close gently, but she didn't bother to ask who it was. She figured Sally was coming in to check on her, no doubt sent by Perry. As Jewel began to brush her hair, her mind kept drifting back to a certain tall, strong, brooding werewolf. No matter how much she tried, she couldn't keep from thinking of him.
"Are you going to be in there all night?"
The object of her thoughts materialized in the doorway of her bathroom.
"What are you doing here?"
she asked, self-conscious of the fact that she was wearing nothing more than a tank top and shorts.
"I wanted to see you,"
Dalton told her matter-of-factly.
"Did you think about knocking?"
Jewel felt the blush on her cheeks, heating her skin.
"You've been avoiding me,"
he said, ignoring her question.
Why?
Her eyes met his briefly before darting away. His face was so intense, his gaze seeming to see straight through her.